Hi, this is Sanjay Jain from Microsoft. Today we will learn about AIF, Application Integration Framework, which is a major part of Dynamics AX 2009. Microsoft Dynamics AX offers many ways to integrate with third-party applications. Today we will focus on AIF framework, especially web services. I have divided today's demonstration in four parts: creating a web service, then extending it, and then exposing it to external world, and then consuming it from outside. Let's begin. What I have today is Microsoft Dynamics AX 2009 VPC, and we're gonna start with the part one, creating a web service. So let's start from here. Go to the tools, development tools, application integration framework, and create document service. So this is one of the wizards which come out of box to create web service. For creating a web service, we need a query, whether we use out-of-box query or create a custom one. So for today, I'm going to use out-of-box, and let me find that query, call invent on hand dim. And once I select the query name, it defaults to the document name, and this is one of the best practices to keep it same. So let's click next. Now these class names are default, which I'm going to accept that, and the choice here is the service operations. What service operation do we want to expose? So it does support CRUD, create, read, update, delete, and two more find keys. So let's generate all six of those operations. Click next. And this tells me what all the wizard is gonna generate, including a project, a service node in application object tree node, and a couple of classes, and a schema generation job. So I'm gonna hit generate. Okay, so I'm gonna close this, and seems like it successfully generated all the classes we needed. Click finish. So let's verify what we have generated. So I'm going to go to the project area, and under private node, I should see a project here. I see that, and let's open that. Okay, so this is my project. And let's open the class. So this is the class where we have all the operations we wanted, and I want to see the service. Okay, and this is the service. So on service, I want to change a property for security key, and we do need to define a security key, and let's select from this one called invent services, and we do need to save it. Okay, so that's done. So this is the first part where we created the service and could assign the security key. Let's verify in AOT, application object tree, under services node, and I should be able to see a service here which we define with all the six operations. So I'm moving to the second part where I want to extend the service by adding another operation. So let me go back to the project area. And I'm gonna open this project, and I will go to this class and add a new method. Okay, and in this new method, let's define a new operation. So what I need to write the code here. So let me copy the code just to save the time of typing. Okay, so I got this extra operation called result number. Now remember, this query is based on a table called invent sum, which maintains information about any inventory item quantity on hand presently plus expected. So I want to figure out for a particular item how many records are there in that table. So that's my operation, and let me save this. Okay, just to make sure it is saved. Next thing I want to do is go back to my project, and I want to go to this time to the class. And if you notice here, there's 6 operation and I want to enable the 7th one, so that which we just added. And I see here I'm gonna enable that, and let's save that also. So what we have done in part 2, we extended the service by adding a new operation and make sure the project in the class and the service node both are enabled. Now let's, the third step we want to do is we want to generate all the artifacts required for external world to consume this service. And for that there is a another wizard. So go to basic and setup under AIF. Okay, and I'm gonna check the services. Now I should refresh, make sure that the extra operation we added in the service is visible here. Okay, let's find the service we are looking for, and that should be here, invent on handem service. Let's verify the operations. That's good, and let's generate. So what it's going to do is it will generate all the WCF endpoints, well, the proxy classes, and as well as a WSDL path for this service. Okay, so that seems reasonable. Let's close it. So what we have done, we have created those services, and I want to go to the website area and figure out the location for the virtual directory for AIF. So let me copy that and go back to my internet server. Let's see. So let me start that. So administrative tool, IIS manager. Okay, and let me also verify the schema. So if I copy here, I should be able to see the schema here on the service we just created. Okay, I see that. So that's good. And let's go back to IIS Server Manager, websites, default websites, and I should be able to see a virtual folder here for AIXF. And let's see my service inventory. On hand service, very good. So seems like that generation went well. Now I'm moving to the fourth part where we want to consume the service. For that, let's start a Visual Studio project, and I will say file, new project of type console application for Windows in C#. So Windows console application, and let's give some meaningful name, AIF invent on hand dem service, and let's fix that, and I'm gonna create the project. So the project is getting created, and I think the next step we need to do is make sure we add a service reference to the service we just exposed. Okay, so for that we want to go to references. Okay, references. Now we want to add the reference. So for that we want to browse the service so we can get the WSDL path. Okay, so let me do that. Okay, here we got the service definition, and let's copy this WSDL path. Copy, and let's go back to my project, and I say a reference, add a service reference. Okay, let's paste that here and go. So let's locate the service on the local IIS server which we found it, and let's name it. Okay, reference. Okay, I'm gonna click on that. So what we are doing is we are adding the service reference to the service we just exposed using the wizard. Okay, and they should also add some appropriate further references like serialization. And seems like it did add that. And let's add, okay, let's copy it here. Dot the reference we just added. Okay, let's save that. Now we want to define our main client code, and again to save time let me copy the code and we'll walk through the code what we wanted to have. Okay, and I come back here and let me paste the code. Okay, no, that didn't work. Let me try one more time. Okay, copy that and let's try one more time. Okay, here's the code. So what, let's walk through the code, see what we are trying to achieve here. So first we instantiate that a variable of our service client, then define query criteria and criteria element so we can compose our query, and we want to pass the data source name, which is the name of the primary table, in this case invent sum. We know that this table has a composite key, and the first key is, or the field is item ID, which we will pass. And I know this is a valid item ID number 1005 for a projection TV in our inventory database. And we want to start our debugging statement here just to track the flow. Want to consume the first operation of our service. So the client service, we want to consume find keys by passing the query criteria. So if it is found, then we want to publish the second index field of this unique index and the name of the field and the value. And then we want to consume another operation called result number, which means we want to find out for this item, which in this case 1005, how many records are there. And I think that's pretty much closes the program. So I think we are ready to run. Let's run it. Okay, let me relocate it here. So we are at the start. So we kind of started the program. Okay, and let's see if it finds that 1005. Seems like it fine. It did fine. And let's move it a little bit further down so we can track the code. And so what it find is the field ID is this one, or the name of the second field is InventDimID. That's again part of the composite key on that table InventSum, and the value is this. And the number of records, so InventSum table has 16 records, which indicate the different transactions for showing quantity on hand, presently plus expected. Okay, so that concludes the part 4 where we consume a service. Again, just to summarize, we created a service using a default query, out-of-box query. We extended the service by adding an operation. We use the wizard to create all the artifacts so the service can be visible outside. And then we wrote a small program, Visual Studio, an external client which consumed the service. Okay, that completes that. Thanks again for watching the show.